Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas. Is it the 5th already?
It is.
September 5th. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. That's what we like to do here. Everybody looks like they got their faces in something else going on. We're all concerned. We all have work going on. But we're live. All right. We're live. I want to thank everyone for joining us.
Turn yours down. I was like, it ain't mine this time.
It ain't me.
I think it's you.
I turned mine off before I even come inside.
Okay. Dylan's he's on the ball. Justin, you're close behind.
I just got here. We're good.
We're glad you're here. Glad you made it. Hosting along with myself tonight, man on a mission. Many missions, Mr. Kerry Wyatt.
What's happening? My mic is stuck.
Oh, shit. Both your mics
What's
are stuck.
Yeah. I'm stupid. We're both stuck.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
I'm okay.
I'm only kidding.
I'm a sponge.
No, I'm only kidding.
Hey, we're okay. I got tears in my eyes.
That's okay. I'm only kidding.
Also,
anyway, this mic is stuck.
I did see that.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but hey, it's stuck. But we fixed it.
You know why? Because your doodle page is coming over there. You got to start a new one.
I sure do.
It's got so much ink on it. Look, actually, that's not as detailed as some I've seen in the
past. I still don't know where the other ones went.
They're in some art museum somewhere. Somebody made money off of them. Except for you.
Oh, yeah. Except for the show. I do it because of the show.
Right?
As
I was saying, Dylan Reinke, our guest host of the evening.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming. You're always welcome.
I'll be here.
And you always are, and we do appreciate that. Letting you know that.
No excuses.
And with no excuses, always smiling, always supporting with the gear.
That's right.
What more can you ask for?
That's right.
Damn. You're all right. We like you.
I like
sometimes.
You guys too.
Sometimes. Depending on when he says, I'm not telling him that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We didn't forget about you, Justin.
Yes.
I'm okay.
You're okay too. You're not all right. You're
working hard or hardly working?
I burned the hell out of my arm.
How'd you burn it?
So hardly working.
I don't think that was in the class that you were taught how to do it.
Fixing a service day van.
Oh, shit.
I'm working on
the side of the road.
Oh, crap. AAA for that?
Real quick. Hazard pay. Real quick. Helen says hi. Lauren says hi. And Donnie says hi.
So, hi, Lauren.
Hi, Helen.
Helen, it's nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you in a while, so thank you for saying hello.
Yeah.
That's Gary's little sister, by the way.
Yeah.
So, nice to hear from you. Also, Lauren, all the way from Blythe.
That's right.
You know, and man, thanks to her and James for coming down and supporting the late model truck series down at Orange Show. Uh-huh. That was fun to see them, so thank you guys.
And my understanding is she'll be here this weekend.
That's right, all the way to Vegas.
Yeah.
She gets to take our lonely road,
uh-huh.
We get to take
I hope it's open. I hope it's open.
I know, it's
raining like hell.
I gave her a guilt trip. I said, why can I come all the way out there to see y'all, but y'all can't come out to see us?
Uh-huh.
Well, they are a pleasure, so
that's
looking
right.
Forward to them coming up and watching us, supporting us racing.
That's right.
Supporting. Yeah, you're right, because a lot of those, man, that's a flood zone from Needles all the way down
to
Blythe. Before Needles, because sometimes right outside of that searchlight turn over to the 40, sometimes
yeah.
It, you know.
Yeah. Well, it was clear. I can answer for that one.
Oh, that one.
It's
that one's
clear.
Because you guys, you and Harley always seem to miss it, but I've caught three flood zones through there in my time so far.
And we're talking like Arlie and I would go through it, and then like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, he'd go through, and he's like, "Hey,
yeah,
how come
stuck,
I'm
by the
stuck
way?" He goes, "Well, it's clear as sunshine."
Yeah.
That sounds like Justin over there.
You just said you're making excuses like Justin.
Yeah.
Is what I heard.
A little stupid iced tea.
I was gonna wish him a happy birthday because his birthday was Saturday.
Sunday.
Oh, well, now.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Mike.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Just hung out.
Hung out.
Relaxed.
See, if you would have hung out with us, you could have had some beer. You could have had some cake. You could have had some.
No one invited me.
Hey.
You guys had cake for
your
birthday?
You know, you've hung out long enough. You don't need it anymore.
We were celebrating your birthday.
You
didn't know.
I got you a free breakfast at Denny's.
Oh, nice.
Just go tell him it's your birthday.
Uh-huh.
Tell him Mike sent
you. Mike had your free birthday. Oh,
yeah.
Free breakfast.
I had pancakes on you.
Tell him want the refund.
That's right.
Yeah, you're already used to it in our system here.
That's right.
Mr. Ranky.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, though. I enjoyed
it. Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, man.
Hope you had some sprinkles on your pancakes or something.
No, a candle in the middle of this pancake.
Yeah, the sparkler.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. Well, happy belated birthday. How old are you?
29.
Yep.
A
young 29. Whoa, now you wish it was glued down.
What's going on with that?
That's a birthday dance for you.
Yeah, I guess.
Got away from
him. My microphone is. Here's Dylan.
That's, I mean, if we're going off my age, yeah, sure. I'm a baby.
I don't
was
know what
raining?
The hell is going on with my.
Is it raining? We're at your birthday?
No. I mean, it might have sprinkled a little bit.
It poured on Saturday.
Yeah, it was,
holy crap.
It was pretty bad on Saturday.
Yeah.
A lot of just annoying sprinkles while I was trying to work on the race car.
Oh, wow.
As soon as I'd go inside, they'd stop raining. I'd be like, all right, time to go back outside, get outside, and start sprinkling again. I'm like, come on.
Hey, have you ever heard of those 10x10
canopies? Canopy, I thought about busting it out.
Every time it rained, we used one of them.
I was trying to be bougie.
Bougie? You're bougie?
Sometimes.
I know you're busy. I hear about that all the time.
Yeah.
It's nice working in an air conditioned
garage. He became bougie.
No,
Gary's always been bougie. Just ask.
Yeah. Just ask certain people.
That's funny. You're not bougie, though, right?
No, I mean, I have bougie taste, but my money don't go like that.
I might be, but my money ain't.
It's like your picture wallet.
Hey, I got to pull that one on Mike the other week.
I got that pulled on me today.
The
picture wallet.
That
is a funny story, by the way.
Yeah.
Arlie will have to tell it to you.
Yeah.
Hey, did we ever have Arlie on the show?
Arlie pulled that picture wallet on you?
No, not Arlie. Yeah, have we ever had Arlie in on the show before?
No.
You know, let's have him in. Somebody asked that. Megan had asked that, and I was like, I don't know. I think he was.
No, he's never been
on.
Hey, Robbie Grass right there.
Is it really?
On the A.
Oh,
the air.
He's been here one time then. It was early. I see it. Early, number 10.
That he just signed. He came
over
and signed
it.
I
don't believe he's ever been on
the wall. We were looking at the wall last week, and I was like, I don't even have those people.
We'll have to go through the archives.
Well, if he was on, it was 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
If he was on, I don't remember much of past that.
I don't remember.
I really don't think he's ever been on.
I got to think it's almost, not all every year, but almost 50 a year, right, that we've done.
Yeah.
So times 10 or, I mean, we've got over 500 shows.
Over 11.
Yeah.
Over 11 years.
So you guys.
You were a little baby in 11 years in middle school.
I know. You were just.
No, I think I was still in high school. 10 years ago seems like it was a lot. It was, yeah.
Have you had your 10-year reunion yet?
Well, it would be this year, this October, but I'm racing, and then I'm going to Michigan. So prioritize.
Well, racing and then Michigan.
Where at Michigan again?
Bay City.
Bay City, that's right.
Yep. So where my dad's from.
He's from Detroit, Michigan. From
Detroit, Mexico.
Detroit, Mexico, yeah.
Yeah. Last time I lived in Michigan, I lived just outside of Detroit in Belleville.
I was from Royal Oak.
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah. Sweet. That's why I like you. You're a fellow
Michigander.
Michigander, so they call
That's a bad word around me.
Michigander.
Yeah, this guy. For some reason, he likes Ohio.
Ohio, not Buffalo?
College. Ohio State.
You're doing a college thing.
My dad and my grandpa.
He's an Ohio fan.
It's always fun when you don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Exactly. Right. Whatever. Just keep talking.
Yeah, we're just talking.
Blah, 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 blah. That's what we hear.
Yeah.
Also, thanks, Justin, for being here. We appreciate that. We didn't forget about you.
I barely made the show.
You're
part of the furniture. Hey, you know you're late when Mike makes it before you.
I had to pee. That's all. He made it in here quicker than me.
I'd say something, but this is a family show.
Did you rape?
This is a family show, and we can't say that stuff around here.
Any more interesting massages lately? No?
This is a family show.
Yeah, that's right.
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Or fortunately not.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately not.
I can use one right now, so.
Yeah, I guess Jesus.
Shut up.
But anyways. We got some racing coming up here, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Where's this race?
LVMS,
the
Bullring. The
Bullring. We got a Bullring race.
Yes.
Got a Bullring.
Justin don't have to travel 4 to 5 hours. We're good.
Be on
well, do you think
the
we don't
day.
Travel the same time?
I know, right?
Well, I get hotels. I don't do all that. I'm not boozy.
That's your choice.
Home.
That's your choice.
I'm not boozy. I come home.
How was your drive back?
Good.
Would you get back pretty late? 3 hours? About midnight? That's not bad.
Midnight.
How about you?
Yeah, you left before us. I saw. So it's funny, though, because I asked Justin if they were leaving right after the race or if they were going to go watch some other races.
Right.
Me and my dad are watching the street stock race, and I'm watching Justin leave.
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought he was staying.
We're going to hang out. We're going
to
die.
That's how I was able to get home.
We loaded up all the trucks, and I said, it's already, like, late. And I was like, I'm done. I give up.
Yeah, plus you had kids with you. It's a little different.
Yeah, they were...
So Dylan took over. He made sure shit was put away. Where
uh-huh.
it was supposed
yeah, we
to
got the transponders and radios.
We got a new job for Dylan. So.
I loaded up the trucks. I said, y'all good? He said, yep. I said, see ya.
Matter of fact, from now on, when they say, hey, Gary, I need a radio, I'm going to say, go see Dylan. Because
Dylan knows uh-huh. exactly where they're at.
Uh-huh. Hey, Gary, I need a transponder.
There's
going to
be a lot of
Dylan.
People upset because they're losing money on radios and transponders.
Yeah, he's collecting the cash. It's free to know.
He's got to pay their way in racing, so he's got to pay his way.
You start charging people to park, too.
Did we figure out, because Donnie's asking about the spectators on Saturday.
What about?
Did we figure out the pricing for the, because Kevin said he was going to mess with the pricing to get a crew member in.
Again, say that to yourself one more time. Kevin.
That's why I said, did we figure it out? Like,
okay.
Is there anything said?
No
so?
Spectators.
Yeah,
well, no spectators?
Well, nobody in the spectator side of
right.
stands, but if you want to spectate, you are still allowed in to spectate through the back gate
yes.
credentials. Yeah.
Back gate only.
Back gate only.
And it's not, from what Kevin said, he was going to drop the price.
The price that he had said, this is at Orange Show, was
$50.
Yeah, and I'm guessing they're going to charge the crew price for just regular, I don't know. That's $15.
I mean, it's smart. I mean, there's probably a lot of people that would want to come out there.
But that's just like...
Yeah, but as Mike was saying, the spectator side is closed.
Yes.
You can only spectate from the pits.
Yes.
And their stands.
Last year, they allowed us to drive cars over to the tailgating area. That was last year.
I believe that's closed, too.
Yeah, I believe so.
We wasn't told nothing about it.
I'm assuming it's like...
Well, last year, it was supposed to be closed, and then eventually the gate got kind of propped open, and people started pulling Gary Wyatt and just breaking the rules and going over there.
What rules am I to?
It's not breaking the rules if they say you can't, if they don't tell you you can't do it.
No one stopped me.
If the gate's open, that means I'm allowed to be there.
Which means say I can't put a spoiler on.
Exactly.
It does say I can't put a
ring right on my nose. I can.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get with some of them skid plate guys and get me one of them wings.
Red? Right.
Yeah.
If you attach a piece of sheet metal, then it's a regular spoiler, not a wing.
True that. You just got to attach it to the car?
Yeah, just attach it to the car. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, Mike, you put bad ideas in my head.
Just super duper wing on it.
And show up with one and make them measure it.
That's why you don't hang out with these guys.
Well, they seem like good people to me.
Lower, you guys got a ride height rule in Vegas?
What's a ride height?
What's rules?
What's rules? Not only as long as you're not leaving sparks and parts ain't coming off the bottom, you're good.
So, and I bet it reads that in the rule, too.
Tall enough to load it on the trailer.
That's it.
That's when you just put the big, put your tires on it.
Yeah, we used to have the smaller tires to clear our fenders.
Oh, yeah.
Big monster truck tires. Hey, you didn't say I can't run these.
That's true. If it doesn't
run over your competition, then
right.
Hey.
So is there a set of rules out for their next race? For their open? Is it an open comp? Or is it just like the...
Every race does.
Wasn't the whole year an open comp?
Oh, they just
they
updated some rules, but it's like they just added to the rules, like a lot of spoiler to a certain size and a couple other things. Like they just added to make the rules fit what the cars are over there.
Where can I find these rules?
Either on the band group or like the majority.
We're not on that.
I'm not in the band group.
That's the app.
Yeah, it's
the app that none of us have.
Facebook Messenger type deal.
But where do I find this at?
I don't even remember how I got into it.
You have to be invited to it.
I think it was something that was posted on the LVMS
Racers
page on Facebook by Cindy. I think it was last year that it started.
Okay.
I guess Obama cars aren't invited.
What's Obama?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, our outlaw cars aren't invited.
Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that.
They did change the name of the rules on the actual LVMS website. It now says outlaw factory stocks when you go to click on it,
okay.
But the inside's still
bomber,
on. Yeah.
Bomber stuff.
Oh, they tricked
me. That's like 2 years.
Yes.
Tricky.
Yeah. Thinking it's updated and you go to click on it, it's like, oh, this is the same thing I've had for the last 5-6 years.
They get you, keep going back to check it. That's how they get you to
smart, actually.
That's what you guys did with the Blythe Speedway page, too.
Whoa. What do we do to it?
I don't know.
Speaking of that, it's up and running. The new page is up and running.
Updated.
Looks good.
All updated.
Been checking it every day.
Yeah.
Keep checking. There'll be updates daily.
And it gets updated almost daily.
And featured winners are some...
You like them, huh?
Yeah, they look happy.
They'll change.
We're all about happy people.
That's right. See, we show our happiness on the website.
Yeah.
See?
You don't get to see it in person.
Nope.
Speaking of happy people, we're going to be happy next Tuesday after the onwheelsnow.com show. We are going to have our Blythe show next week, correct?
Yes.
So we'll have a long show next week, so... It'd be just before, believe it or not, a couple of weeks away from our reopening of the Blythe Speedway after a long, intense, hot summer break.
Back to the track.
So brush off your cars, dust them off, California dust them, right?
That's right. I got a newer one of those, too.
Yeah.
I got a newer.
I did get an update.
So.
Oh, whoa, are you saying you don't believe Dylan?
I see a very handsome man right there.
Whoa, yeah. I wasn't going that far.
Now we're pushing it. So,
here's your handsome man.
I like that one. One more time now. Yeah. Yeah, shit.
That's the people on Facebook are lost. They can't hear that.
They should.
No,
they should.
You can't hear any sound effects. If somebody calls in, you can't hear on Facebook.
You can hear it. It's just very, very faint. Like,
oh,
it's like...
Turn the knob that says volume.
I'm telling you. When your dad kept calling, my mom was like, who the hell is on the phone?
You can't.
I can't hear.
Phone calls you can't hear
on
Facebook. The only way you can hear them is on the website.
Maybe now our outlaws are invited. We just got a link to it. Cindy sent us a link.
That says bomber.
Speaking of Cindy, let's talk about Cindy. If you don't know Cindy, get a hold of Cindy if you need some hearing aids or earbuds for your radio.
Hey, wait, it sounds like they all need hearing aids because they can't hear the radio show.
We need Cindy.
Lauren even said, no, we cannot hear.
Lauren's on your side, so just...
You can get on Cindy at here. 725-333-4327. That's 725 area code 333-HEAR. So get a hold of Cindy. She'll take care of you. She custom makes the earbuds.
Yes.
They fit real well, and she will make sure.
And the only one you can hear is who's talking to you through the radio.
I mean, you listen to them, but you can hear them.
That's better when you get a new pair because you don't listen still.
I've asked for a new pair several times. And
hey,
anyways.
Speaking of hearing and stuff and probably like spotters and stuff like that, Bill Black said he heard us talking about maybe doing some kind of spotter thing. Like, we were actually just talking about it, but he thought we were talking about maybe doing
a spotter
training.
Oh, training?
Training? So, yes, we're going to have a meeting, but he did offer up, he volunteered his son, because his son has a lot of spotting experience for his other son, Jason, that used to race, so... So they'll be there anyways, be part of it. It'd be good to kind of bounce some of that stuff off each other for the spotters. To know you're there more than just, you know, you're actually part of the race car, you know, the race. I mean, that's just super important. The spotter, you know, as relaxed as we try to keep it, it's still a very important part of that racing program, that race that's going on right then and there. So you... should be real serious about what's happening when you're up in that spotter stand and know Justin, he's our go-to spotter guy up there, know where he's at. Even if you don't think he knows, you're there as a spotter. There's only be spotters to be in a spotter stand, but let him know, hey, I'm here, I'm with the number, whatever truck, you know, things like that. That way he kind of knows who you are too. So,
and as we talked in the last driver's meeting, as you say, Patrick's the go-to guy. So give him an opportunity to get his driver, whoever he's spotting for, and it's you most of the time, settle down or whatever the problem may be if his driver's involved, and then talk to him about, you know, give him a chance to get his driver
situated. Usually it's really quick to get me just where I need to be, and that's it. And, you know, obviously, you know, he's got his eyes on everybody out there. So don't yell at him. He's supposed to be yelling at you.
I don't yell.
He don't yell. But if he's yelling, you really did something.
When have you ever heard me yell?
You're not my spotter. I hear my spotter yelling.
No, you don't.
I hear my spotter yelling.
Violence is not the answer.
That's right.
The spotter hears the yelling.
No. I guess I got my mic too close.
It just sounds like he's yelling. Yeah.
And it's echoing in my helmet.
And
my shield.
There's a lot going on in there.
That's right. There's a lot going on in that helmet. Trust me. No. It's okay. We'll figure it all out and get it all ironed out. No big deal.
That's right.
If we have to have a spotters meeting for the next three truck series races, we will. Three?
Two.
Three?
Well, three races.
Two
events.
I said races.
Well, that could change too, so that's why I didn't want to say. What if it's more?
Oh,
we don't know.
Adding races to your schedule, you better hit the gym.
We don't know.
Hold on. I think my phone is on because I'm watching Facebook on it, so I know it's on.
Yes, you're right. It's three.
I'm down with
four. I was talking about race nights, but three races, yeah. You're right.
Two race nights, three races.
Yeah.
I'm down with more races if you want.
until it comes time to
him. Yeah, I'm not doing this full time. No, if we're just adding races to the race night, then we're already there. We're good.
That's different. Okay.
Yeah, that's different.
No. What do you think of spotting? You started spotting. I mean, you know.
I got tossed into spotting.
To it. Yeah, we thank you for traveling. I mean, you guys come a long way to help us out, and well, thank you and your dad. It's really cool that you guys are doing that. And
yeah, I like it.
Experience something different, right?
It's just, it's like watching my dad race if I'm not in the car. It's I'm more nervous spotting than I am in the car because, I mean, something I could say could ruin his race or when you're in the car, it is what it is at that point. But when you're spotted, you have no control over where the car is going or what it's doing. And
right.
Yeah, it's more nerve-wracking, I feel.
Is that why you told him there was a spin in 3 and 4 and it was a 1 and 2?
Yeah. I'm blaming that on the horn show for having two big old grandstands.
Yeah.
Spotted at practice from the other side of the track and come over for the race.
That's funny.
I'm just the 1 and 2 being to my right, not my left.
You're probably confused the hell out of Gary. He's like,
what are you telling me that for? I just came out of it.
Spit over here too.
Glad I had my eyes open that time.
That's right.
I think I corrected myself quick enough.
Watch out. I don't know where it's at.
Yeah, he's somewhere out there.
Somewhere. Just be careful.
But luckily, Orange Show is wide open. You should have been able to see. Like, there's no inside wall. There's no light poles. They're just...
Right.
Yeah.
I think I may have done it twice even.
And I'll tell you, he said there's a car spun in 1 and 2, but it's still green.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming out of 4. Why the hell would it still be green? But he said it's still green, so yeah, I'm on the gas and doing. And then I see the leader in 1 and 2, and then he said, oh, there's a yellow. Well, you know, he says, I don't listen. I heard it say, he didn't say it was still green.
I kept telling Michael, I was like, we're still green. There's a car spun. We're still green. We're still green.
Yeah.
No, that's true. What sucks about a call like that is, you know, we're still
in race mode.
In race mode. And you know, we're trying to pass the start-finish line before the next guy in case they do call the caution. But they usually go back to the previous lap.
Yeah.
But...
And we've said 100 million times that we go with what the track,
right.
What call they is. Do, or what their call is. We can't change their call. So.
Right. I mean, we can.
But with the leader getting close to that spun truck is kind of nervous.
Something like me to that banner. Like,
two of them, too, not just one guy running by.
Right.
I think Curtis was right on mark. And I was like, please just stop, please just stop, please just stop.
And like you say, at that point, you're worried about who's going to hit who because the leader is going to see this. And
right.
Yeah, it's still green for the leader, but it you know.
And that's my biggest thing. Like when I'm up there, I try to get all the spotters on the same page because.
That's like herding ants, right?
We like the guys we race with.
Yes, we do.
We don't tear up a whole lot of trucks.
No, we don't.
I think in the 5 years, I think I've seen one tore-up truck.
Right.
And that was that orange show with...
Stan.
Yeah.
Stan.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. They gave his door away.
I know. They gave it back. Right? Yeah. We could have fiberglassed it back to you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're usually pretty mellow in our races, I think. We got a really good group of racers. Even the newer ones, you know, are not inexperienced. You know, they're really good drivers and so on. But, I mean, would it help, like, in how the trucks used to do it with the truck numbers from the lowest to the highest?
Mm-hmm.
So you knew left the, all the way at the end was number 5 and all the way at this end is 65, you know.
I think one year we did it with the little yellow
tags. Yeah, we'll go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year we're going to go back to the tags. You wear them in the back.
Yeah.
You usually stand behind them. That way they can't yell directly at you and you can tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, you know.
I tried the whole tapping on the shoulder and then I got ignored. So
yeah.
Like punch up.
Well, we'll re-educate all our spotters, okay? Next year.
Just because they're educated, don't think they're going to listen.
That's okay.
They'll start next year.
Yes, well, there you go. Yeah. That's going to be... It's going to be a good race, this coming up race. We have the Late Model Truck Series race this Saturday at the Bullring. Back gate only. Spectators are welcome through the back gate only, not
right.
In the spectator side, which And
they got to stop the credentials before they go through the back gate.
Exactly.
Just make sure they don't just go through the back gate.
You could try it.
They
got to
catch it first. Just don't go in the wrong gate.
There'll probably be a handful of them that make it.
Especially if you get a whole group go together. Yep, they can only stop on you.
That's true. Who's the bad influence here? All right.
I think they were all pointing at Mike. For those of you that aren't watching.
I can do that. We're good.
How am I a bad influence?
I got kicked out of IHOP because of you.
You got what?
Kicked out of IHOP.
Don't you know you're supposed to do that at Applebee's?
Whoa, because of me? Wait. Because of me? No, you didn't get kicked out of IHOP because of me. Hold on a second. I was there way before you. So how did I get kicked out?
All I know is I walked in, I was told you have to leave. I'm like,
well, that's not going to be me problem.
You
were already there.
You weren't even in. And you had to leave.
I don't know. I have no
He must have dined and dashed there before.
Right.
Apparently, I was 30 seconds past their closing time, but my whole team was already there, and they were just ordering their food. But I couldn't walk across the restaurant and say, hey, I want this.
But that's okay. That's okay.
JJ.
Made up for it.
I miss lawyer JJ.
Did he?
He made up for it. Believe me.
I'm sure he did.
Still remember Boulder Station. It was in Samstown. My birthday, and my mom brought a cake.
Oh, yeah.
And hell broke loose because we brought a cake to the restaurant.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wow.
To the buffet, wasn't it?
To the buffet. But they wanted $125 to cut the cake. And if you brought a cake, they had to cut it.
I'll go cut it in the parking lot.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, the manager was there, the whole, like,
they all wanted
the whole,
cake.
No, JJ ran around grabbing everybody. If JJ got a hold of you, you were in trouble.
JJ went to the front counter and said, I want the manager called right now. And he said, I want him down here right now. And they said, well, he is busy. He said, I'll stand right here until he's unbusy.
There you go.
And he waited and waited and waited. And all of a sudden, he came around the corner with the manager.
Wow.
The big guy, not the pit boss, the big guy. Mm-hmm. Called him out of his office.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
You guys had cake?
I didn't even eat any of it at that point.
Did you guys have
cake? Yeah. And ice cream.
Did it cost $125?
No, we did not.
All right. See?
Again,
I miss JJ.
That's right.
You don't know who he is.
Nobody. It sounds like you could have probably helped me out a couple times.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be 86 for him.
He could work both ways for you. You could get out of something.
But he does it in a way of you're like, huh?
Yes. He's full on New Yorker.
If you knew JJ, you would love JJ. If you knew JJ, you would hate JJ.
Love and hate, but facts. You always love him at the end of the day.
We were teammates, and we hated each other.
And he always meant well. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Oh yeah. That's okay. We have you, Dylan. Now.
That's right.
Replacement. I might not be able to get you out of trouble.
You might not be able to get us out of trouble, but you sure the hell can get us in trouble.
Stay there. We're all right. We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Now, anyway, we got a twin race this weekend. Looking forward to it. In the truck, Flame Auto Truck Series. The Pro Late, what do they call them?
The Pro Late.
The Pro Late Model
Trucks. Yeah. The Pro Late Model Trucks.
And they still, during the main event, they were still announcing as the Pro Late Model Trucks.
It's funny.
After the main event, I understand why.
Oh, 100%.
Exactly. The only people that get it right ever is Willow, the Speedway at Willow
Springs. The smallest track we go to.
Right.
And the less staffed.
Right. Less staffed. But
I think
the ones that get it right every time.
Yep. I think Blythe got it right.
Was it staffed?
No. Blythe didn't even get it right.
Oh, man.
And nobody's fault. It's all learning experience.
Lauren.
That's not me saying that, Lauren. If you heard, that was three other guys. Not me. But, it's nice to see a small track like that take the time to make sure crap gets done right the way it's supposed to be, you know.
And again.
And we didn't have to even chase them down and say, hey, this is wrong. They just, if there was a problem, which there usually isn't, take care of it right away.
Mike said it, Lauren.
Not this time. I'm a good guy this time.
Honest, I know, speaking of the future, is Chet coming this year?
Yes.
Yes.
I was just listening to him announce.
Come on.
That's what made me think.
Right around Thanksgiving, usually.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about that last show.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
I know they talk about him coming, but yeah. I want to know it's in I want to, like, set in stone.
I'll tell you when I get a message that says I'll be there this week.
So no, are we there yet type asking.
That's right.
He has been here early December before instead of late
November.
Yeah,
it's
November,
usually right around
it's
Thanksgiving.
It's in between there, yeah. Sometimes it's after
we all actually be at this show. I've never been here when he's been here.
You got to invite him. Why do you think you never see him?
That's right.
They make a point of it.
That's right. We tell you we're not going to have the show, and then he comes in.
We speak to him.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Yeah, we tell you we're not going to have the show. You make other plans, and then he sits there. You're like, I thought you said we wasn't going to have the show.
He hosts his own show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You've never met Chet or
no,
Chet?
No, I've seen videos of races that he's called and stuff like that.
Very knowledgeable at people, first and foremost, racers.
He was that one guy that he would go to every car in that pit area, and he would learn something random about you, and he would use it, and it was just, it was different.
And the thing is he'd be talking about Justin, and all of a sudden, in the same breath, he's talking about you, and you're like, because he's so good at what he does,
he has a good flow.
Right.
Knows how to use the time.
Yeah.
Turn on Flow Racing every now and then.
Only you subscribe to that. We can't
afford it. It used to be free on Peacock or something like that.
Oh,
now it costs to watch anything.
How much is the Flow Racing now?
I want to say it's like $140 a year. That ain't horrible.
It's like $12 a month.
And it's worth it. I mean, if you like dirt racing or racing in general, because now they're doing a lot of asphalt racing. They're doing a lot of asphalt racing now.
Really?
At like Bowman Gray, they have all that.
Well, I'm glad because there's, you know, asphalt tracks are a dying thing across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder and harder to find asphalt racetracks to go watch. You know,
you can even get snowmobile racing.
I know he did mention that was one of his favorites.
Listen to him announce one.
Yeah.
It's insane.
You know, and I caught on Facebook with him one time that he was announcing a little RC pole trucks, but he had clarified and said that he was just there watching it. He didn't.
Yeah.
He was recording it, but he wasn't announcing that. But it was kind of cool. They were little RC pole trucks, you know.
Mike Montez was just posting about him racing in California when it looks like a late model, and it's an RC car.
Oh,
and it's a whole ass event down there. I'm like,
RC cars are all over the place.
Yeah, but as much in those sometimes.
Oh,
heaven,
yeah.
Full size.
They got a track in Pahrump.
RC car track.
That's where
they got a couple indoor ones here in town, or at least there's one. It used to be called 702 RC Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else bought it. It's called something else now.
Oh, no way.
But
I didn't know
that's where in Boulder City, that little racetrack they run in the quarter midgets on.
It was an RC track.
They still race RC cars out there. Yep.
Yeah.
Big old asphalt cars. Huge cars. And I was talking to a couple of the guys about how much it costs to run those. And it's about like a super late model. Some of them get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You can't sit in these ones.
You can't even sit on it.
He wishes he was like controlling you while you're in the truck. Uh-huh. You can't drive. It's just, uh-huh.
Get it done.
Then I can go to sleep.
Yeah, you
Gary, I said get to the wall.
No, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Chet, you know, obviously, I admire him for getting into a job, which is not a job to him. It's doing something that he loves to do, gets paid for it, and he gets to travel around and do what
and,
he loves to
and
do.
And for me, it's even more amazing the way he does it,
mm-hmm.
that he started out in Pahrump,
right.
in a dirt track.
A little
that's,
track.
I always said it. He announced my first asphalt race and then my first dirt race, and now he's on the big show.
Yeah.
Because he announces some of the big dirt late model races, the sprint car races, and all that. So,
no, that's
he definitely made it.
Yeah, unique. He's turned down some big jobs,
oh, yeah,
offers to continue to do what he loves to do too, which is really cool.
Wasn't he a school teacher?
Yes.
When he started out?
Yes.
That's one extreme to the next.
Yeah, I'd definitely rather do that than teach school.
Oh, I'd rather teach school than travel around. I mean, come on.
Right. Now, and, you know, if you haven't announced, it's definitely different. Yeah, I did that at Pahrump two times, and it's different. It really
didn't
is.
JJ also did announce
oh,
once?
Yeah, a few times in Pahrump. Yep.
You did it at Bryce, too.
Yeah, I did.
Saw yourself short.
Yeah, I did Bryce too, but early on when I first did it, there was one heckler there the whole time.
You know what? The whole time. I was just going to say, the next time he announces in Blythe, I got to pay one of those guys up there just to have
Yeah, I was expecting it. So, you know, they, oh, this shouldn't be too bad. You know, I get to know some of the drivers, whatever. And this whole time, this guy's like yelling up at me, like correcting me, telling me shit, telling me this, and telling like,
come on, let's get the show on the road.
Right.
Come on,
you name it, he was saying it.
And I'll give you three guesses who it was.
In Pahrump?
Yep. You know who it was.
Well, you told me, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's
was he a racer? Or?
Yep. He'd become a racer.
Become a racer.
Yep. While he was heckling him, he was building a race car.
Yeah.
That's how he was heckling you, because he's going over the rule book. I don't know. I've been reading about it.
David?
No.
Who?
Dale. The one that owned his car.
Inman.
I don't know his last
name. Yeah, Dale Inman.
The one that owned his car.
76.
That was the one that's the car he was building.
While he was glad he built it. There's a circle here. Yeah. I helped him build your car.
I'm glad he built it.
It's
a good car.
I sucked at it, so he's like, I got to get out on that race track.
I can't listen to this guy.
I can't listen to this guy no more.
I got to get out of the race
I can't hear it.
The guy from Detroit, Mexico, he don't know nothing about racing.
Yeah. It was fun doing that, but, you know, it's different when you have somebody just constantly in your face like that. Like, man, give me a minute here, okay? Shit.
I put up a cardboard box.
Yeah,
block
him out. I should have just handed him out. Here, you do it then.
Hand it, hell, threw it to him.
Right. So that was part of the problem with the mic system there is you certain places you could and couldn't go because it would lose, you know, signal. So you had to stand there and take it. Otherwise, you're SOL. So, but it was fun. But anyways, going back to Chet, you know, that's where that goes into that. It's not easy, and to have a guy that can just be that natural at it, you know, it's really cool to see. He enjoys it and knows the races.
From a school teacher to an announcer.
Right. Professional.
And doing some pretty big shows.
And it was the fact that, like, he never stopped. Like, there was no pause in between. Like, it was just go, 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 go. And he'd make the bandolero of his cars with like three cars on the track sound like it was a Daytona 500.
Right.
And it was just the way he did it, and it was pretty good.
I take him over Junior. Junior gets too excited too quick, and you think the whole field is wrecking. One guy just kind of spun, not even spun out. He just turns to the right a little bit.
Squirrely.
Him and Jeff Burton, man, they go crazy. But I
mean, don't watch NASCAR.
Well, it's good to know that the retired guys have a job afterwards in racing.
Yeah, I like Clint Bowyer. I like the first half of the season with Fox. Clint Bowyer, he's a funny guy. Second half with NBC is kind of,
Well, NASCAR in itself is kind of,
It depends on who your favorite driver is.
Is the season done?
No,
eight or nine.
Oh, that many.
Yeah.
Then there's one of those top eight or something coming here to Vegas.
Yeah.
The
in two weeks.
Two races, yeah.
Yep. Well, so three weeks, but two races.
They're doing their playoff.
Playoffs.
I'm not going to say who won the first race of the playoffs.
Why not? You don't like him?
No, my driver.
Oh.
Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson. Mm-hmm. Right. Go figure, right? It's not like he almost won that same race last year, too. And then the Xfinity Series race.
Whoa!
The family show.
Easy there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Where do they finish, like the last race?
Phoenix now.
Is it Phoenix?
Yep.
The most boring racetrack.
Yeah, with old cars it was fun, but now, like, I'd rather them go to, like, Martinsville or Bristol for a final race.
That would be exciting, right?
Or
a short track.
Or have the Clash at the Coliseum be the championship race.
What do you think of that Coliseum race? That's pretty intense.
I like it.
That they do that just for that one race, right?
Yeah, I think it's
I wish
cool,
they would
though.
Take that asphalt and give it to us afterwards. They spend millions on this, and then they just throw it away after.
Uh-huh. I believe they're building, the whole reason for it is because they're building an actual track, like a foot track in there, and they're using the same material is what I read, was the whole reason behind them actually being able to go do it.
Hmm.
But I think I like it, them racing on a short track like that, because where else, there is a million other short tracks that they could go to, but on that sort of stage and
well, see,
in the
that
area.
Is a good point. Maybe they should support some of these smaller local asphalt tracks that can, a half mile or bigger, whatever. I don't know what size is. Maybe they should take that in consideration and go travel to some of those tracks and revive
like the
local racing. Right.
Yeah, I wish they'd come out west.
Well, if you listen to Dale Jr. Download, when Tony Stewart was on there, the first track he mentioned, because they were like, what tracks do you want to see you guys go to, and the first track out of his mouth was LVMS, the boring.
He holds a track record in the sprint cars out there.
Tony Stewart. I know, yeah. I've actually probably seen him when he...
It was like a 12-second lap or something like that.
Those and the mini, the smaller one, micro, I don't know, whatever. He's done both there. So.
I didn't know his dad still races legend cars.
Hmm.
Tony's dad. And he's like 85, and he's still racing.
That's what I got to look forward to.
Hey, that's okay.
You go from a truck to a legend?
Hell no, I'll stay in the truck.
We'll just stay in the truck.
I'm staying in the truck.
Okay, whatever it is, yeah. Exactly. But the age thing, that's a promising thing. Hey, he's about, 4 years left? Three and a half. You guys got, 10 more years?
I'm lucky.
If you're lucky.
Get old quick.
There's actually a lady that they were talking about on the radio today, and she's 100 years old, and she's setting the Guinness Book of World Record for jumping out of a, she's for going skydiving at 100 years old.
Wow.
And then they said, if she successfully completes it. I was like,
are we allowed to have
a
hard attack?
I'm
sure it's on her. As an anonymous.
I'm sure
I'm going to call her my broker.
Uh-huh.
Right.
100 years old. Well, I ain't going to skydive, but I'll be racing a truck.
That's right.
You might have to pick me up and put me in it, but I'm going to get in it.
Ross Wilson.
That's right.
Exactly.
He gave me hope.
His autograph's up there somewhere,
that's
right?
That's right. And guess what? We still got him as
a bumper
on here.
That guy was another one. He was one of a kind.
Yeah.
Hope. It's hope for all of us.
How old was he? 87?
87. Yeah. He died at 88, I think.
Yeah. We raced against him at Prom. And he would come by himself, unload his car by himself.
He built his own car.
By himself.
Mm-hmm. By himself.
And his problem was he went to watch a race.
Got addicted.
At Prom. I was like, he used to race.
You're right. He used to race, and he quit, and he went to Prom to watch, and next thing we knew, he was out there.
Building his car.
Back out there.
Yeah. It's hard to keep it out of you, for too long. I know many have tried, but... Justin, you're the longest holdout so far.
But technically, I was in a car 2 years ago. His car.
That's a long time. I've quit racing at the bullring at least three times. I've quit out of three different promoters out there.
I quit every year out there.
Yeah. I think it was Stetzer, Mike.
Stafford.
Stafford.
And
I don't think I did TJ, but...
and Tim.
No, yeah, I guess Tim. So it might have been four. There was one guy, his, I can't remember his name now, it's a long time ago.
Didn't you race with Tim, though?
Yeah, I did race
back
with
him. In the...
Yeah, mini stuff.
Yeah, the mini.
Yeah.
And he had the 18.
Yep, 18 truck, actually. It's a Toyota pickup. Fast. He.
The Interstate batteries.
Mm-hmm. He'd always, his track was Havasu, but then he'd come up here once in a while and kick our ass and go back to Havasu.
Take your money and run.
Yep, he would, too. He would. He was always fast. But so it might have been four times, because there's a guy before that that I
don't remember the guy's name, but they used to call him Mother, and I don't remember his name.
I know his last name. I know his last name is his first name.
And that's the reason they called him Mother. Seriously, he went by, everybody called him Mother. And I believe he was between Stetzer.
Because it was David Stetzer,
and,
right?
And Stafford. I think he was in there between them two.
There's a guy, like, way before, this is in the late 90s. I want to say his last name was Horton, like Bill Horton or Bob Horton or I don't remember.
Tim Horton.
This guy was snake in the grass. If you thought of a guy that was a snake, that's him. You'd see him. You'd be like, oh, that guy's
a snake.
That's
way before your time, wasn't it?
That guy's a snake. Yeah.
That's about when, that picture I sent you the other day, that's about when, about this tall.
Sweet. But yeah, you know, that was so Mother, huh?
Yeah, and I don't remember his, and some of the guys that's going back.
Did you ever see these?
You know.
Right.
I just don't remember his name.
Old program?
They had programs?
Yeah.
They
was fancy.
They actually had some.
If you look on the bottom.
That was when
on the front
Mike
page. Yeah, Gary.
Heck.
Gary, I don't know.
Is that Mike Heck?
Yeah, Mike Heck on the back.
No, that's Mike Heck's wife.
Wife that made those.
Yeah, Dina.
Out of Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck, or what the heck promoting, or whatever
oh my
it was.
Heck or
yeah,
something.
Oh my heck.
Yeah.
So they got all the drivers listed in here, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You won't see any.
You know what they used to do that was even more cool than that was the NASCAR book. It was like that thick, and you could scroll to LVMS or, you know,
yeah.
And find your name as a national in the national points and stuff.
What you looking at me for?
They used to have a certain horsepower that you had to be in for bombers and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Look how young Aaron McMorrin was. Holy crap.
Was that in the modified?
Yeah.
I know. I stood, we had top three. There's, I can't remember who it was. He was there, I was there, and one other guy. I don't remember who the winner was, but that's when I first met Aaron. You know, we're talking and stuff, and that was pretty cool to see him that age. You know, and he was in the modified and stuff. I think maybe it was C.J. Schirkenbach or someone like that.
That's all names from the past.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What year is that one?
06.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
But, yeah, those are always cool.
Gary was third in points.
Gary finished third in points, 06.
See, half of these names I do remember from the Bombers.
Gary finished third that year.
Well, that's where you were.
And I missed two races that year.
No, nice.
And I still finished third.
Cool. Anyways, we're getting close to running out of time, but I do want to talk about Reliable Banner. If you need some numbers or anything for your race car or your race program, see Mike at Reliable Banner. They make these really cool canopy covers, too.
Yeah, matter of fact, we saw that one down in
Cheeks.
Gary
Cheeks won that at our banquet, one of our banquets drawings, right?
Yep.
The raffle.
Raffle.
He won that. Very nice. Over $1,000.
I would have had him done a little different, but I wasn't in charge of doing
you were,
it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Maybe next one you can kind of push Mike the right direction. Make it the right way.
That's right.
Is that one of the mics stuck and still good?
Yeah. There you go.
That was the mic he's talking
That's
about.
That's right.
I can attest to that.
Anyways, speaking of almost out of time, this weekend, the Late Model Truck Series will be at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Bullring.
Yeah, Twin Mains.
Twin Mains.
Great night of racing.
And it will be the first time we run 8 laps in the heat race instead of 6.
6, right.
Yeah.
Shaking things up a little.
That's right.
Twin Mains, little extra laps for the heat. So your spotters can be kind of
used
a little longer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 2 more extra laps.
I think it's the driver that needs to be in tune to the spotter.
Uh-huh.
Well, then both of our drivers were, you know, all over the place.
And we will have a spotters meeting this
yes.
time. And maybe, you know, a little longer. Maybe you guys can talk to each other and get some pointers and stuff like that. What to watch for, what not to watch for.
When Gary's coming, you guys just move out the way.
Let him go. Hey, but when you guys got a game plan, right?
I want you to say that.
Right.
In the spotter.
I'm turning sideways. Put my brakes on.
Right.
Someone already does that.
And it works.
Hey, at least we didn't go a lap down. So.
That's true. That is true.
He did save you.
We did say we can say we finished on the lead lap.
That's right.
No,
unless
someone asks you how many cars were in the race, 5th sounds pretty good.
That's right.
I got 3rd.
4th.
Oh,
yeah.
According to race manager.
Hey, Anthony. Yeah, I don't want to forget Anthony at Campon. I know we're running out of time. I don't have nothing to hold up.
Anthony at Campon.
Over on Fremont Street, RV, trailers, everything.
Yeah, camper shells.
Camper shells.
Yeah.
The truck utility
covers,
shells.
Tonneau covers. What's that flip back cover?
That's a tonneau cover. It's just a different style.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Anything you can think of trailer related, RV related. Even you can order a custom trailer there if you want. Go see Anthony at Camp Out. They're right there on Fremont. Used to be the old
Vegas trailer supply
yeah. down there.
And let's not forget, next week we're going to have the long show with Blythe following the On Wheels
Now. That's Tuesday the 12th. We're going to have our On Wheels Now show and then also the Blythe, the BS at the track. That's Blythe only.
Speaking of Blythe, go check out the new website.
BlytheBlythe.com.
Yep, there is a few little tweaks we're going to do to it still, but it's all a work in progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, within just a couple weeks away, believe it or not, back in race mode at Blythe Speedway down in Blythe, California. Make sure you travel down there. If you have any questions, give Gary a call or leave a message to one of us or email us.
BlytheSpeedway.com is both the phone numbers. You can email either one of us or information at Blythe Speedway, whatever you want.
That's right. We're looking forward to a grand reopening down there after the summer, long summer break.
Been too long.
Busier in the break than we were in the book.
Sounds like Dylan's going to be ready. He's been working on his race car, rain or not.
Sprinkle. Just the annoying sprinkle.
Annoying sprinkle.
Enough to where you're out there, it gets you soaked, but not enough to where it just does it right away.
I was working on my truck the other day and didn't get wet one bit.
Yeah, you were in a shop. My shop space got stolen. I got kicked out.
You have an airplane in your guys' hangar?
No. It's not really a hangar. It's just a garage off the side of my grandma's house.
Oh, okay.
It used to be my grandpa's RC airplane. He built it so that he could get him out of his bedroom. Because I think my grandma was getting sick of all these airplanes in his room. So he had to do something.
Damn,
we always called it a hangar.
Exactly. Shoot.
Don't know how to fly one, but hell with it.
I know a guy.
My grandma's neighbor has an actual hangar. I'm jealous. I see him down there at the Boulder City Airport all the time. Big old hangar.
Can you get us a ride?
Has an airplane or anything.
He has to use it
for storage. He's got a lot of cars like us.
That's funny. Oh, well. Anyways, we're out of time. Hey, is the Legend Race posted anywhere? If somebody want to find out about our race, this
maybe inex.com.
Yeah, maybe check with inex or get with Kevin.
So the schedule was on Facebook, wasn't it?
Facebook, but anyways, check us out on Facebook page or to the lmts.com. I guess you go to LVNX, but that's going to be on. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you. get practice Saturday. There's no Friday night practice for us. Saturday after 5 p.m. Denver's open.
Come support the truck.